Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Poppin, the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. When you think about the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys, two franchises forever linked, Tom Landry starred for the Giants, was an assistant with the Giants, and became the first ever head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. During the 2007 season, the Cowboys defeated the Giants twice. They were the number one seed in the NFC. But the Giants were road warriors, and after an opening playoff win against the Bucs, it was time for a third showdown against their arch rivals, the Cowboys. The Giants opened up the 2007 season on the road in Dallas against their bitter NFC adversaries. The Cowboys had a star-studded group that year with a number of different weapons, and Big Blue most definitely had their hands full.
That Dallas Cowboys team, honestly, was probably the best team I ever played against.
I think they had 14 Pro Bowlers. We had one.
I'll never forget my first play. I had to guard Terrell Owens. And I was like, oh, man. I remember standing up and getting in my stance, and I'm looking him from head to toe like, oh, shoot, this is real now. This is real.
Witten in motion on a second and 11. Romo deep drop back to pass, has time. Fastball over the middle, wide open Owens. Makes the catch, runs out of a tackle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Terrell Owens.
And Dallas has the victory. And back to the drawing board for the Giants.
And 2 months later, the outcome would be the same when Big Blue hosted the Cowboys in Week 10 at Giants Stadium.
Dallas sweeps the season series. They win both games convincingly, and now Dallas has a firm grip on the NFC East.
They had beat us pretty badly twice that year already.
Dallas was playing great football, and you know, they had won the NFC East and had played well all season.
But in the hours leading up to the divisional playoff game, the third meeting between the two teams that year, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones would provide Coach Coughlin and the Giants with some extra motivation.
The morning of the game, it's brought to my attention.
Jerry puts two tickets to the NFC Championship game on each player's stool in their locker room the night before the game. If Dallas wins, the NFC Championship game is in Dallas.
Now, did I make a big deal about it? No. But did I know that it happened, and did I make sure the players knew that that happened? Sure.
When we got to the stadium, it started really circulating, like, hey, did you hear what Jerry did?
The whole Jerry Jones and the ticket thing, you're guaranteeing that this game, that we don't even have to go out there and play. That had me pissed off, to be honest.
Hey, here's the NFC Championship tickets. This is going to be an easy game.
It was like a slap in the face, like they didn't respect us at all.
Just a lack of respect for us as a football team.
Heavyweight fight! Heavyweight fight, let's go!
That definitely fired us up. That was like, now they're disrespecting us. They beat us twice, and now they're disrespecting us. Nah, we're gonna take it to them.
I think it just kind of added to our whole road warrior mentality. You know, we were always looking for that extra fuel and that extra motivation.
Going into that game, we knew that this was going to be like a real war. And if we were going to beat these guys, that it was going to take everybody. We're going to have to leave everything out there to beat them.
It was kind of a David versus Goliath thing. And we really took on that role.
Hey, we are the New York Giants. And we ain't no punk. Yes, mama ain't raised no punk. Yes, Crawford ain't raised no punk. Yes, what do? We stop it!
Fueled by the Cowboys' arrogance, the Giants stormed out of the gate on the opening drive, quickly silencing the home crowd in Dallas.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Swings one left. Wide open Toomer at the Cowboy 40.
I remember I came out of my break, I caught the ball, and I was on balance. So I figured, let me see if I can make some people miss. And I remember dipping my shoulder for some reason, and then I just remember getting ahead of steam up and heading down the sideline.
Jets a tackle down the left sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Amani Toomer.
He's been sensational, particularly when they need him.
52 yards. For the franchise's all-time leading receiver, when you need a big play, he's the guy that does it. Giants 7, Cowboys nothing on the Amani Toomer 52-yard touchdown catch.
I think that really set the tone for the game. And I don't think the Cowboys really took us that seriously because they had beaten us twice. So I think that was like the first kind of jab to kind of say, hey, we're here to play today. Even though you beat us twice this season, we're ready to come.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the 2007 divisional playoff game, Giants versus Cowboys, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the 2007 divisional playoff game, Giants versus Cowboys, presented by New York Presbyterian.
You sense the arrogance from the Cowboys throughout the season, right? They beat us twice, and hats off to them. We didn't handle our business defensively. We didn't have an answer for Terrell Owens. We couldn't stop the guy. He really got after us.
Dallas's outstanding and outspoken wide receiver, Terrell Owens, had already given the Giants fits in the regular season, catching four touchdown passes from quarterback Tony Romo. And on the first play of the second quarter in the divisional playoff game, the duo would connect once again, continuing their dominance.
Lobs one right for Owens, touchdown Cowboys.
Pitch and catch. No doubt in their mind that who's going to get that one.
His fifth catch of the year.
Touchdown catch against the Giants.
The touchdown to T.O. tied the game at 7, giving Dallas the momentum back. And to make matters worse for the Giants, the Cowboys' rushing attack was also kicking into high gear.
Marion Barber, he was a beast at running back, and it seems like every time they would run the ball, it would always be me and him.
Starting from just inside their own 10 are the Cowboys in a 7-7 game. Marion Barber just runs right through Aaron Ross and picks up 8.
And the first time I tackled him, I hit him low and dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah, there's an injured Giant.
Looks like Aaron Ross is in. Broke the shoulder in there.
Now, this is Aaron Ross, the rookie defensive back. This is significant if he's hurt very badly because of how beat up and decimated they are already.
And it was just one of those moments where you feel like you can't come out, because if you come out, this might be your last snap of the year.
As the Giants' medical staff tended to Ross on the sideline, the Cowboys continued marching down the field on a punishing drive that lasted over 10 minutes.
Marion Barber on the ground on this drive has been dominant. He has 77 yards rushing.
Here it's 3rd and goal from just inside the 1.
Romo sends Witten in motion to the right. Calls out signal. Hand off Barber into the line, to the goal line. Touchdown!
It's a heck of a drive right there by the Dallas Cowboys. It's been a quarter dominated by that 10.5-minute drive put together by Dallas.
The Giants trailed the Cowboys 14-7 with under a minute to play in the first half. But Coach Coughlin intended to use every second that was left on the clock.
They're up. We've got the ball. We drive it in a 2-minute drill. Starting deep in our own territory. There would have been some teams, you know, would have run the clock out.
I do think that they need to be aggressive here. You know, there's still plenty of time on the clock. They've got 2 timeouts. I think if they're able to come away with any kind of points here before the half, that would be huge.
2nd and 10, the Giants 29. Manning out of the shotgun set. Manning back to throw, has time, lobs one right, and it's caught by Steve Smith at midfield. What a catch by the rookie.
Good job by the young man, getting it both feet down on a high ball there. He knew he was going to take a hit, still able to bring it in.
The Cowboys playoff game was big. I mean, that was a nerve-wracking game. I remember, you know, we did everything we had to do.
Manning back to throw. Steps up, fires one to the right. He's got it to Smith, who fights to get out of bounds. It does, and a flag comes in late. We're going to get a face mask against the Cowboys at the 38.
And here are the Giants moving the ball down the field.
Dallas in front 14-7. Manning out of a shotgun. Manning back to throw. Has time. Delivers one right. Moss makes the catch and knocked out of bounds at the 5-yard line by Reeves with 11 seconds to go.
Manning threads that one in between 3 defenders where only Moss could catch it. That's a heck of a play there. Quarterback.
I mean, this guy had big shoes to fill when he came in and took the place of the injured Jeremy Shockey. And each week, I mean, he makes a bigger and bigger impact on his team. And the rookie tight end sets up 1st and goal at the 4.
That happened to be a big catch in a critical point of that game, and I feel fortunate that I was in the right place at the right time to be able to help our team.
The Giants, the 1st and goal at the 4. Manning calling signals. Takes the snap, back, looks over the middle for Toomer, makes the catch, touchdown Amani Toomer. So the Giants go 71 yards here in the final minute of the half. Toomer with his second touchdown catch of the ball game, and suddenly Texas Stadium is quiet.
That was a great drive right there by the New York Giants to be able to come out of this with a touchdown and then tie the score. That was big.
That score was a huge factor in our winning the game.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the 2007 divisional playoff game, Giants versus Cowboys, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the 2007 divisional playoff game, Giants versus Cowboys, presented by New York Presbyterian.
I always hated the Cowboys, even before I came to the Giants. I always hated them.
Manning over the middle, Toomer, touchdown, New York. And a fight breaks out between Brandon Jacobs and Roy Williams. I'll tell you what, neither of these teams like each other too much.
Tensions were high when the second half got underway at Texas Stadium, and the Cowboys would continue their brand of smash-mouth football as they looked to retake the lead.
They give it off for Barber. He runs left. He's got a first down. Hit by Webster. A knockdown at the Giants 49.
They were so talented, and they were physical. And so the whole thing to me was we have to find a way to either slow these guys down, because them two, they were really high-powered offensively. They were scoring a lot of points, and we just knew we had to weather the storm.
Third and seven at the Giants 46. Romo out of the gun. Takes the snap back. He's going to roll right. He's going to throw right, and it's caught by Terry Glenn at the Giants 28. He's knocked down there. What a bullet.
Oh, he hit the rest. The needle on that one, Dick.
Oh, my goodness.
With the Cowboys deep in Giants territory, threatening to score once again, an unlikely hero would step up for Big Blue when defensive back Aaron Ross valiantly returned to the field after dislocating his shoulder in the first half.
Went to the back, asked medical staff to pop it back in, and ended up getting back in the game. And the first play I got back in the game, they ran a sweep outside to Marion Barber again.
Giants really need to get one of these stops here.
Another long drive put together by Dallas. Marion Barber tripped up by Ross, bad shoulder and all.
I had to make a decision for the team or myself, and just had to choose the team and got another tackle and popped my shoulder out again. But that was one of those great games.
Ross's key tackle on Marion Barber halted the Cowboys' drive, and Dallas would have to settle for a Nick Folk field goal.
Snap is good, kick on its way, plenty of leg, and it is good. So the Cowboys regain the lead, 17-14.
Let's go. Every time they score, we score. Let's go.
The Road Warrior Giants would continue to relish the underdog role, and late in the third quarter, they would get a much-needed spark from a wily veteran.
McQuarters returning the punt, staying on his feet.
R.W. McQuarters to the 40, and finally knocked out of bounds high at the Cowboys' 37-yard line.
And giving the Giants great field position inside the 40.
The difference, if you watch the team early in the year and the playoff team, by the time we hit the playoffs, we expected to win. We didn't go in and say, well, we hope it goes well. We went in and said, it will go well.
With the momentum now back in their favor, the Giants would seize this golden opportunity.
Out of the shotgun, Manning throws. Toomer left wide open. And Amani Toomer has a first down at the 25.
If he has it his way, he won't let this team lose. He's given everything he has tonight.
Giants trailing 17-14. Trip to the NFC Championship game at stake. Manning dips one right. Smith has it. Tackled immediately at the 20-yard line.
That game for us was just all about execution.
Third down and six for the Giants as we start the fourth quarter. Manning steps up, throws, completes. Steve Smith sets up first and goal from the nine. You know, Steve Smith playing like a veteran right there.
We just turned up the heat and went, played physical.
Hedgecock in motion. Give for Bradshaw. He's going to run right. Get the block from Hedgecock to the five, to the three, to the two, and knocked down just inside the one. Man, is he fast.
He is shot out of a cannon, Bob.
We went in there to walk back to the huddle, like pushing people side to head.
Second and goal at the one. Jacobs now in at tailback. Manning, hand off Jacobs. He runs right, plows to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. And they regain the lead.
Jacobs fires the football into the play clock.
That's how I feel about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I've always disliked him, so I wanted to do something to let the world know who was watching that game that he really hates Dallas.
As the Giants now jump out in front for the second time in this game.
We had them intimidated in their own house. 13-3, the big time Dallas Cowboys, and we had them like we wanted them.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the 2007 divisional playoff game, Giants versus Cowboys, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the 2007 divisional playoff game, Giants versus Cowboys, presented by New York Presbyterian.
That is one of those legendary games. We fought our way through it, and still we're standing together, arm in arm, hand in hand, still fighting our way to where we want to go, the overall goal of winning a Super Bowl.
After taking the early lead in the fourth quarter, the Giants would look to finish off the mighty Cowboys with one final stand.
Rise up, D, come on!
A blitz from the Giants, Romo's in trouble, and goes down. Sacked for the first time in this game, and there were four Giants chasing him.
Defense was playing great, was getting after Tony pretty good. They're getting some pressure on him.
We were so confident up front, and we were so dialed in with each other that with just a look, you can get an idea, you can get a feel. And to be in Dallas, pressuring Romo, we just wanted to hit that quarterback, be the guy to hit him, and meet the other guy there at the point of impact.
Romo on a play fake. He's back to throw. He's going to roll to his right, get hit, get sacked back at the 38-yard line. Strahan and Kavika Mitchell and OCU Manure all there.
Our confidence started to build a little bit, and it came to a conclusion.
Despite the Giants' pressure, the Cowboys would put together one final drive with a chance to win the game.
Dallas was tough to beat, man. Cowboys tough to beat. And, you know, people talk about Romo, and during that time, he was the reason they were beating us because he was doing a lot of things that kept the play alive.
Shovels it off for Witten at the 30, inside the 25, and down at the 23. What a play by Romo.
The Giants-Cowboys has always been, like, heated competition.
Giants trying to pull off the upset. Here come the Cowboys again. Yep. Down by four. High drama in Big D.
They moving the ball. They driving like they do. They snapped the ball one play, and it was a false start. And they ran like this little trick switch. But I looked at Corey Webbs. I said, Corey, did you see what they was about to do? I said, my rule tells me to stay inside. Stay inside, RW. Stay inside, RW.
So this is the time, guys, where big players make big plays.
Here we go, 4th and 11 at the Giants 23, 16 seconds to go. Romo takes the snap.
So they snap the ball. Kerry Grant sort of runs vertical. He gives me a stem outside, and he bends back. I said, oh. And the minute I turned around, the ball was there.
Back to throw, has time to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants. Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone.
And when Ardell put those hands up, I knew it was money.
R.W. McCorders.
Way to go, R.W. What a play.
The ball was right there, so it was like, bam, bam. And I just curled it up and fell down. I'm like, yeah, we're not losing this one.
To win that game on an R.W. McCorders interception in the end zone at the end of it, I've never seen 80,000 people silent. Like you couldn't hear anything. And it was by far the greatest feeling of my life. I'm happy about whipping the Cowboys in Dallas. Finish them. Get out of here, Cowboy fans. Go home.
Go home. Go home. And the New York Giants have knocked off the number one seed in the NFC, and they win the ball game, 21-17.
You can't say enough about this Giants team and what they just accomplished and the way that they played and what they had to do at the end to win this game. And I know Jerry Jones and the rest of this organization is absolutely sick.
We need to be Jerry and the Cowboys in Jerry's world. Nothing better than that.
Beating a team at their place, you're celebrating and you walk off and you know that you're playing the next week. And to do that against Dallas at their place, it was a special one for us.
And the Giants, they have earned a trip to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay.
How about
at historic Lambeau Field.
I felt more gratification for beating the Cowboys than actually winning any other game that year. That was the most satisfying. And the most satisfying part was, after the game, watching the press conference, and that was the famous Terrell Owens crying through sunglasses, saying, "That's my quarterback.
It's my team. It's my quarterback."
That was one of the highlights of that year for me. That was great.
That's a great win. That's a great
speech.
Win. Nobody gave us a chance.
Jerry just sent the tickets over, so we're all set.
Hell yeah! Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3. Team.
For the Giants players, there was no more satisfying win than to eliminate the number one seed Cowboys in their own building. Obviously, the Giants would go on to defeat Green Bay the following week and then knock off the Patriots en route to winning Super Bowl 42. That wraps it up for this edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Papa from the Legacy Club in MetLife Stadium. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.